The unassuming piece of tarnished brass was called a 000 key, and it could unlock any door in the high school. The principal had one, of course, and so did the head janitor. There was a third one that very few people knew about, and it resided in the pocket of Junior Olivia Tully. Nobody knew when the theater department had acquired the key. Legend was that it had been floating around for more than 2 decades, passed along from student to student in a solemn ceremony rivaling anything set forth by military or religious organizations. For a junior to hold the key was almost unheard of, but Olivia had impressed the outgoing thespian officers with her dedication to the department and the craft. Right before the end of Olivia's sophomore year, the outgoing president, who'd received a scholarship to a prestigious school in New York, had given her the key under the watchful eyes of a select group of actors and techies one evening in the green room beneath the stage. The green room was, for reasons Olivia had never learned, painted a bilious baby blue color, and the carpet was stained an indescribable shade of grayish brown from thousands of actors' feet running back and forth and flakes of makeup being ground beneath their heels. It was a retreat for the students of Thespian Troop Number 6060, a place for them to escape from the daily pressures and persecutions that most theater students had to suffer during their tenure at Mountain View High School. On any given day, students could be found lurking in the green room, lounging on the ratty couch that probably should have been confiscated as a health code violation. They talked, listened to music on their phones, texted friends, did homework. Rarely. Most theater students found non-theater classes to be more a distraction from their true calling than anything else. Made out with each other, or even slept. It was a place of safety, a sanctuary that all high schoolers needed, but few ever found outside of the theater department. If anyone was in that so-called safe place when they were supposed to be ready to come on stage, thought Olivia, she was going to come unglued. She sat in the drafty, dusty old Mountain View High School auditorium, and regarded her actors as they wandered about the stage, spewing lines with skill and grace that belied their youthfulness. She'd worked hard over the summer to write her farcical play, The Maniac Upstairs, and getting the theater teacher to permit her to produce it had been a real coup in the eyes of the other students. And then Kennedy went off the script, like she tended to do with alarming regularity. Olivia switched on her wireless microphone, and her voice echoed through the huge barn of the auditorium. It was part of the original MVHS construction, nearly 100 years old, and sometimes the weight of all that history was too much to bear. Cut! Cut! The actors halted their machinations and turned to look out in Olivia's direction, squinting into the lights. Kennedy, what are you doing?